Good morning. 6:25 a.m. Sunday, July the 2nd, 2017. It's quite a lovely morning. It is high 50s, probably into the 60s by now. Temperature is rising fast, which is one of the reasons I wanted to get out as early as I could. I could have probably come out at 5:30, but I was busy chasing a rabbit hole, chasing down a rabbit hole. So here I am. I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. Yesterday was a productive day. I got not as much done as I wanted. I only got a little bit into the book, but I did some work that was required that I can't talk about. I've got to do a little bit more today of that. I've got to make a grocery run today. I've used up pretty much all the groceries. I need to go through and make a good list of groceries. I've been sort of eyeballing it and tossing stuff on the list. The result is way too much of some stuff and not enough of another. So I need to do better today. I made a turkey loaf. Think meatloaf, but with ground turkey instead of ground beef. I made a turkey loaf last night. And the problem is trying to find something that is low carb that I can use as a kind of a buffer, a filler. Because just turkey, ground turkey roasted, is pretty grim. And it doesn't stay together well. Because it's very, 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 very lean. It winds up with very, 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 very little flavor. Particularly when I'm not able to add salt. So, last night I came upon the perhaps not original nor brilliant idea of shredding some carrots. And I made a meatloaf, turkey loaf, with carrots, ground grated carrots. And onions, and a little bit of celery, and just a teaspoon of Worcestershire, along with a bunch of pepper. And threw in an egg. Just to help stick things together. It was still pretty loose, but the flavor was really quite good. I was pleasantly surprised. Frankly, I was pleasantly surprised. So, very low carb. Served it with stewed tomatoes and brown rice. Probably could have had a glass of milk with it, but I didn't. So yeah, a new adventure, a new staple for the diet. It was a bit tedious. It was actually too hot to run the oven, but I ran it anyway. It was too late to do it in the barbecue, and it doesn't grill well, so. But it was quite tasty. It came out very well. I liked it. So I did the walking meditation exercise for the first 10 or minutes or so this morning. And taking the time to see the way the light plays on the trees. Sun is still very low in the sky, so there's long shadows, long streaks of sunlight that's still got that golden glow of morning. It's going to be in the high 90s today. So whatever I get for groceries, I've got to get something I can cook on the grill. Probably need to get sweet potatoes because I'm out of sweet potatoes. To get something other than green beans for a green vegetable. I did Brussels sprouts this week. I love Brussels sprouts. I love a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and steamed Brussels sprouts are delicious. I should try roasting them. When the weather is cooler, I should try roasting them. I suppose I could throw them in the. I've got a vegetable basket I could throw in the barbecue. Cook them there. But a 100-degree day is not the day to do anything in the oven. I got to do a load of laundry, but I'm going to get that out of the way as soon as my wife gets up. Morning jogger. I saw her a few minutes ago. She came up from behind me. Came down here to the end of this block and made a loop, and now she's headed back. She's moving right along and had a long run, so I hope it's working out for her. I couldn't do that. My knees would give out. But I don't need to do that. I don't. It's not the level of training that I'm pursuing. I don't plan on running any half marathons anytime soon or ever. Pace this morning is around 18 miles, 18 minutes a mile. I think that's what Endomondo is telling me. Good morning. Something between 16 and 19 minutes a mile, I'm not exactly sure. How it deals with the pace I've got it set on running, because if I just do walking, it doesn't give me a an interval, a 1 mile interval measurement. I've walked 1.42 miles in 27 minutes. So 20 minutes a mile is 3 miles an hour. So I'm doing a little better than my treadmill pace, which is set at 3 miles an hour. Say it with me. Monk post. Could probably pick up the pace a little bit here. I realized I was just sort of sauntering along. So when I first came out this morning, I saw a hawk take one of these small birds. I don't know if it was a starling or a grackle or a sparrow or something. But just took it like right out of, came out of the tree, grabbed the bird and landed on the ground. Then started to get mobbed and flew away as I was walking up. It was over in just a second or two. Circle of life. I can't help it, I hear it in my head now. So the motivation exercise is helping. It's helping me to focus on things other than, I have to do this. And it's getting me back to the point where I want to do this. Which is how I was managed to squeeze in a few words yesterday. I got the manuscript open in the word processor, went back through and read the last couple chapters, so I knew where I was going. I had the where I left off was quite firmly fixed in my head. A doghouse on a rolling dolly stuck in a field of rock. That's going to be hard to move. And I still have some work to do in the yard, but I'm not going to do it today. It's Sunday. It's going to be too hot. I have other things that I want and or need to do. Yep, it's gonna be hot. I feel it already. I'm not even in the sun. I swallowed a bug or what? Oh yeah, now I'm in the sun. It is hot. We're about an hour after sunrise, so the sun's about 15 degrees above the horizon, which is enough to clear the tree line most of the place. From here off to the east, between here and, say, Kansas. So yesterday was a good day. I'm hoping that today's going to be likewise a good day. I've got things I want to accomplish. I've got things on my to-do list that I need to get taken care of. Looking forward to it. My wife's up. I'm going to make some breakfast here because I got up at 4. I am hungry again. Yesterday was a hungry day. I couldn't seem to eat enough carrots. Oh. These little flowering crabs seem to have set fruit. Oh, well, no, that's one right there. Here's some. Perhaps there. There's more fruit there than I think because it's all nestled down in the leaves. Those big flowering crabs are gorgeous here. Quite beautiful. I got a bunch of trimming yet to do. I can see that right here. Coming up on the yard work and looking at it going, ugh. The electric company's gonna get on me pretty soon about the bushes in front of the meter. Oh well, not today. Not this weekend. It's 4th of July weekend. I'm going to actually take it a little bit easy, try to ease into the routine. But in the meantime, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.